Yep.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic, spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Bam, 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 bam. Welcome back to the show, boys. It's your favorite host of the evening.
Hell yeah, keep it going.
James.
Keep it rolling. No,
hate Squiggle. Corden.
Hate Squiggle.
Yeehaw. We are here.
We got James to my left. We got Gregor. L. Greg.
Also hate Squiggle. And... toleration cousin. Circle.
I feel like we're really on point.
I don't like this.
Very.
Should we start? We're fucking killed.
We're very online. We're very online.
Kyle is so pissed right now.
He always is.
What are we drinking, boys? Hit the intro.
Drinks. One, two, three.
I think Joe's point is right.
Pipe down.
You guys had ice cream lately?
Negative.
Oh, look at that. Look at you. Not ready.
It's the Fair Brothers.
The first low life, low light this week.
Joe.
From Kelly M. Pineda.
That's I can't believe we put that on the internet.
That's it, right?
That's my new favorite word in Spanish. We make Joe say Spanish words.
Felt great today. Yeah, no. Today was the first day I felt great. After the first 2 days, I thought I was going to die. I had to ice my entire body. It was so fucking horrible. But now I feel lumber. I feel loose. Conditioning.
Like conditioning. How many pieces of wood do you feel right now?
That's what I miss, the Kyle's laugh, you know?
Where's the clitoris?
I miss. Where is Kyle Litteris?
So that's where that came from.
Don't get us.
That's where I got the laugh from. I forgot about that.
That's pretty funny.
That's
I miss Kyle's laugh. He's, you know, we'll never forget, you know? Never forget, Kyle.
Never forget.
He doesn't listen anymore.
Jesus, Kyle!
What are we drinking tonight, James?
Oh my God. There we go. And we'll start off
Corona.
Strong. Yeah.
Corona Sunbrews. I don't know which one is the clip and which one's live. All right.
I know.
Greg's out of control.
All right.
Fucking clips out of Dave.
Done. What did you say? You drink a Corona? Fruity Coronas?
Yeah, some brew Coronas, and then I got some shock tops to top her off.
The orange Coronas, a little orange shock top? Are you putting a little orange wedge in each of those?
Wannabe blue moons is what I call them.
I call them blue moons, but with B-L-E-W.
Good one.
Cause, what are you drinking there, Greg?
Drinking Frank Sinatra's Jack Daniels.
Frank Sinatra's Jack.
Jack Daniels, Frank Sinatra Jack. Edition.
Is that what kind of barrels? Is that Frank Sinatra's barrels?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was just his favorite mix. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. I'm not sure how they make
it. Or they just sold his rights to his name and then they put his name on it. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, I think
Jack
so.
Jack up the price.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack up the price. Get it?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm having a Russian River Hoppy Hops IPA. Makers of Pliny.
It'd be cool if we could see
the,
you on the Zoom, but...
Oh my God! You didn't tell me I'm not even on the Zoom.
Well, Joe's usually the one that...
This whole time...
You're on the Twitch, just not on the Zoom. There you go.
Have you guys had the Pliny the Elder, James? Have you had Pliny the Elder?
I don't think so. That's the brewery?
No, Russian River's the...
I remember that Farzad used to bring it up.
It's like, it's Northern California, very famous, one of the original West Coast IPAs. Mm-hmm. The original. They make delicious beers. I was at my local work hub where we put stuff together. The community builds stuff in a parking garage together, and we make trees.
That's when the bike goes by me. Goes by me.
That's when the bike goes by me.
What the fuck?
You don't have that clip? All right. What are we doing? Is this show? This is what happens when Joe lives.
We're lost. This is a hell of a start. I guess we jump right into it, huh? So I got a question for you guys.
Sorry, I'm not on my soundboard currently. Yep.
Too busy looking at 200 other drops.
There it is.
I got a question for you guys.
All right. My question is
six.
So, ordering stuff on Amazon. Have you ever got something that was incorrect? Something you ordered, but the item was not correct, but it actually ended up working out and being all right.
Yes.
Have you ever got an incorrect item?
I've got incorrect items many times, but none that I think took the place and worked.
Do you like put used to it?
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's not, they don't like, you know, they don't ask you to return it. They'll just send you the right thing if you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you just don't tell. In my case, I ordered some, my contact lens solution, the 2-pack, but they sent me 2 2-packs because 2 2-packs at the Amazon facility are wrapped as 1-pack. So they thought that 2-pack was
2-pack,
but it was 2 2-packs, and they thought it was 1 2-pack. So I ordered one, and I got an extra one. It was nice.
Ah, I got you. So our
When the bike goes by
sign
me.
That we did.
There she
there
is.
There we go. There it is.
Welcome back, Farza. We should bring him back next week.
Hey, well,
two more shows
on the 300. Bring everybody
back.
Yeah,
the big 300. Yeah.
Just like 100, we'll have everybody back.
Imagine if Kyle and Farzad showed up for show 300. What a wild.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, we would have at least 8 listeners.
Gotta do it. But anyways, so our sign that we built not too long ago.
Oh yeah.
The part that said Wilson.
Oh, the one.
It was made out of
here's your sign.
Sure. But it was made out of like some shitty material, so it started to warp really bad. Just the part that said Wilson. So we ordered a actual metal piece that says Wilson and established, blah, blah, blah. But we put Wilson with the W in the background, and we put established 2021 when we built the house. But they sent us established 2001. And we were like, okay. So you guys need to fix this and send us another one. But we ended up taking that sign and using it in a great spot that is coming up later in the show. And I'll put some pictures in the Discord, but. Yeah, so we got sent the wrong item, but we actually put it to use.
Oh, you put it in your Space Odyssey room?
Negativo.
Worked
out good, so we got 2 for the price of 1.
Great 2001 reference.
One says 2001.
Was it custom made, or did you get one that was already made?
Was it on Etsy?
No, it was just like you can customize the letter in the back, so there's a big W in the back. I just got a really bad leg cramp.
Brother is dehydrated. We're not even 11
dude,
minutes
I've
into
been
the show.
Out in the sun all day.
He's dehydrated.
Oh, fuck. It hurts so bad right now. So a W in the back, and then it says Wilson, and then it says established at the very bottom.
And at the very back, it says It says mission accomplished.
Anyways, yeah, so it worked out. And I'll have pictures to show later in the show.
Nice. Well, that's good. 2001. When did you meet your lovely
Maddie
bride?
Was like, she was like, we can't use this at all. We didn't even meet in 2001. I was like, actually, that's exactly when we met. Because we were freshmen in high school.
Wait, that's the first time you met? It was perfect.
Yep.
Established. Yep,
yep, yep. But
that's basically when you were established.
We were like, it should be the home. The established home is when the
When you first locked eyes in the hall.
Nah.
When you were exiting the locker,
when you first were peeping. When you're first peeping through the hole in the women's locker room wall.
When you were climbing in the tree and you're like, oh, hey, you get your damn hands off her.
Nice.
Actually, we sat next to each other in computer class. And that was our first. That was our first little meeting.
Oh, did you play her keyboard?
Did you have a handshake? That's what we used to do when you got on the internet. Sure. Yeah, to have a handshake with the.
Did you exchange
dial-up handshake
addresses?
Ooh, yeah.
Nope, we just sat next to each other. Everything was cool.
That's it?
Calm, collected. All the time, boys.
You just sat next to each other, nothing happened?
Yep.
Did you talk?
Yeah, we talked.
Did you exchange, numbers? Did you tell us about...
We talked, chit-chatted. I think we started emailing each other, and then she started working at my mom's work the next year. And then I started driving her home, and that was the beginning.
Stalking
it. Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. There's the intro.
And you were a senior, and she was freshman?
No.
We were
both freshmen then.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Wow.
Freshman. Same age. Same age.
Wow. Crazy.
Leg will not stop.
He's doing the whole show.
It's toying like a fucking tiger right now. Trying to stretch it up.
Speaking of tigers, do they have tigers in Australia?
They do.
Hey guys, it's Knut here, and I'm back with another question. What childhood fad did you really enjoy and just got into big time? Would you like to see come back as an adult? For me,
the end.
It was the yo-yo. I really enjoyed that. It just seemed like to be everywhere when I was a kid, certain age, come around a few times and just seemed to disappear. Like yo-yos are always there, but it wasn't like walking in the street and everyone had a yo-yo, which it was like when I was a kid. That's my question. So to you guys, did you have some sort of childhood fad which you got into and it's disappeared and like to return, and or maybe it's something you discovered as a kid through a fad and you've kept going your whole life? All right, and my question.
I thought he said chocolate fad.
I did too at first.
I was like, what the fuck is a chocolate
fad? Chocolate fad. Play with a yo-yo?
Yeah, the yo-yo fad, sort of came in, it left, came back, it left, it came back.
There's always somebody that was really good at it.
Came back, it left, to this day, came back, it left, came back, it left, came back, it left, came back, it left.
It was a
big part of
for a little
the,
while.
Like, book fairs in work or school. Every time there'd be a book fair, there'd be yo-yos you can order. That's what I remember with yo-yos.
Yeah, yo-yo is like, hey, I got it to come back. And then it's like, okay.
Hey.
Pogs. Pogs were tight.
Oh, I was a good Pogs.
Kid fed.
I was in my 20s when Pogs were a thing.
I ordered some Del Taco. Do you guys are familiar with Del Taco?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
They had a Pogs thing here recently where you ordered a special combo and they give you a 4-pack of Pogs, and then I also ordered some Slammers. You could order some
Slammers
on their website.
Yeah.
Ordered some Slammers on their website, and yeah, I'm a little disappointed in the result, but, We got some Del Taco Pogs and Slammers.
There you go.
Nice. Hell yeah. That was a good one.
I think that was like my introduction to gambling, because that's what Pogs were.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because you would slam the slammer down, and if it landed face up, you would get to keep it, right?
Yeah, like yeah, each person like put in the same amount of Pogs, and then you slammed your slammer down, and then the winner would take the Pogs away.
Yeah.
It was like one-on-one gambling. It's good times.
It's like the kids' version of rolling dice in the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone had their like bongs full of Pogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the big old tubes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The ladies I worked with at the bank, their kids were all into the Pogs and stuff. I remember.
Oh, someone's showing their age. Greg had a job when Pogs were out.
Yeah. 93, 94 was when I first was aware of them. 94, I guess, would be more accurate.
I was
what was Canute's question?
Yep. Fads, childhood fads, or fads from your childhood.
Kids fads.
Kids chocolate fads.
Chocolate fads.
Chocolate fads.
Yeah.
It's one letter away from...
Yeah, you were leaning to
it. What about like style? Like style fads. Like when I was a kid, Michael Jackson was big, and parachute pants were a thing. Yeah, all the pants.
I was just going to say, the
zippers
parachute
and the leather pants with all this leather Jinko jacket jeans with all the zippers. Like shit had a lot of zippers on it back then.
I remember going to the swap meet and getting the parachute pants because they were so cool and I liked them. You know, I need to bring some of those back. Elastic like waistbands, and then they're just baggy, and then elastic
that was
ankles.
More
like, how can you go wrong?
That was more like the parachute pants we had were more like, or like what they call tactical pants now, whatever. They're like cargo, but not cargo, but their material is lighter, like parachutes. That's they're made out of like parachute material. You're talking more of the MC Hammer type pants that were
MC Hammer were the
and those cool pants and that
the 90s like designs on them,
tiger striped like pants that people wore. Joey
that's
Fisher, Joey Buttafuoco. Remember Joey Buttafuoco and Amy Fisher? And
he cut off her penis, Joey, right?
No, she shot Joey's wife in the face, I think, something like that. Amy Fisher, geez. Joey Buttafuoco. But she survived. And
that was like during my.
But he always wore those pants. I forget what they were called. The pants that he wore.
You guys hear about Joey Buttafuoco?
That was when I was deep into the Jay Leno late night comedy. It's good times. I gotta bring those parachute pants back. Those MC Hammer pants.
The baggy pants are coming back.
Jorts
in high school.
Jorts are coming back. I was just on a TikTok trend where these new kids are just calling any shorts jorts, and then us old people are getting mad at them because we're like, no, those are jean shorts. Why are you calling like sweat shorts jorts?
Yeah, those aren't made with
these kids are just denim. Calling shorts jorts. And they're like, no, they need to be denim, brother. Come on.
And they're like, Dad, that's cap.
Dad, that's very cap. Jorts are just shorts that are very short. And we're like, no, shorts are short. Shorts. That's why they're called shorts.
Yeah, they're short pants, just shorts.
But jeans, jorts.
So, jam pants. Right. No, that's not right. Jams were shorts that were long, and that's what people are saying.
Oh, my God.
What are they called? They had a name, but...
Peanut butter pants.
Zubas?
Does it matter?
I think Zubas. Zubas was the name of the pants.
Never heard of that.
Zubas. But,
jams were the first long shorts that went below the knees. Like, shorts used to all be short, very short. And then jams came in. Mostly surfers wore them because they were like... they had like flowers and stuff on them, but they went way below the knees, or at least just past the knees, and they were called jams. So in the 80s, that's when the long shorts started.
need to wash my hands of James.
And then the short shorts just kind of went out of style, but we all had short shorts back in the day. That's all there were.
Who wears short shorts?
You.
When I think short shorts, I think 80s basketball players.
Yeah.
Or oh just God. Super 70s fucking.
And 70s and 80s basketball players.
Did they have to like tape it inside? How did
I know? Like, it's crazy. I don't
nothing
know.
Swinging down. What's going on?
Everybody had tidy whities. I mean, it was more controlled.
I wouldn't have the issue. I wouldn't have the issue, but I'm sure other players in the NBA would have. By other players, I mean not me. Like the other people besides me in the NBA would have issues.
I got to say, I got an issue from last week, Scott. You still wear boxers like that? That is a fucking problem, brother.
I was surprised, all of us.
did we graduate from middle school?
Yeah.
What are you? You're still doing boxer briefs? What are you guys doing?
I'm a boxer brief guy for sure.
Greg is
doing
boxer
briefs?
We got to
get hugged up in here.
Yeah, for sure.
We can't be flying around like that.
Well, I got news for you, brother.
I only wore regular boxers for a short amount of time. But because the boxer briefs came along and say, all right, this is the best of both worlds.
That's the way to go. Exactly. You got the length, but you got the snug.
Yeah, brother, I got no length. That's why I don't need a snug. If you don't feel any better. There's nothing. I'm not. I can wear short shorts. And
I remember like a long time ago, maybe years ago, Greg was talking about getting suited up, and they were talking about which way do you dress. And Scott was like, well, what do you mean right down the middle?
You
got to go left or right, brother.
What do you mean left or right? The eggs are in the basket. What else is there?
Yep. That was... fuck. I only had custom made pants once, and they didn't ask which way I dressed. So yep.
He didn't rub the back of his forehead down your leg to see where you didn't get a TSA pat down, a random TSA.
Nope.
Check.
No. Kendra got one last time we were flew. She had to have
Hey.
Good times. Well,
definitely
so,
do the swab, the random swab. Let me check you. I'm like, oh.
Material.
And it's like, oh, well, you passed her, but we did detect semen.
Ooh.
Explosive semen all over.
Hey, you. Ooh. Ooh, let me turn on the black light here, sir. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Are you...
All right, you're free to go to your Frontier flight.
All right, that's fun times. So, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, I had a sleep study for sleep apnea, which they discovered I did. So I had to have a second sleep study as they put a CPAP machine on me and had to test out, you know, different settings and such. And so that was last night. I didn't have an issue with the mask. It was fine, but it did what was called ramping of the air flow. I guess theoretically you fall asleep when the airflow is pretty low, and as you get deeper to sleep, they ramp up the airflow to help you breathe. But I got up in a little bit into the night and had to go to the bathroom, and when I came back, the air was still ramped up from where it was, and I couldn't go. It was just distracting. It was like blowing my cheeks. Like I'm not supposed to.
And you're supposed to sleep like that?
I know. I was like, what? It's like, I can't. It's.
It doesn't have a piss detector?
Crazy, man. But it was like, I can't. It's just distracting. It's like, I can't. If this is going to be like this all the time, this is going to suck. It's supposed to help you sleep, not prevent you from sleeping. So I had a rough night sleep-wise. I'm hoping when they do the final product, it will not have that high of a pressure. At least I could control it a little better.
See, that seems like that would be the problem, because you're supposed to be testing your sleep, but if the machine is fucking your sleep up, that really doesn't
exactly
test your
and
sleep
it's
very
just
well.
Distracted, because it's like, all right, I mean, what the hell? That's too much air.
Is it like nice cold air at least? So yeah. Like in the summer, you just have like
it's pleasant. It's not cold, like air blowing. It's just air, but
through your cheeks. Oh, it's not oxygen. What is it?
It's just air. I mean, it is oxygen, but it's not like pure oxygen where they're, you know, like they give you when you're in high altitude.
I thought the point was they give you pure oxygen. Is that not it?
Well, it's not. I don't know actually what it is. I think it's just air, which obviously contains oxygen, but it's not pure.
It's not oxygenated air?
It probably is.
It's just C.
Yeah. And also, so it doesn't collect carbon dioxide on your exhalations, it has air coming out from where the tube connects. So it's like you can feel air coming out that way, but also coming in. And so, like, you're laying down and you have air coming out and in. We'll see. I got to meet with this.
So we don't know how it works, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's blowing air in your nose and sucking it out your mouth. Is that what's happening?
No. Well, it's going in both the mouth and the nose, depending on how you breathe. If you have the full face.
Where is it coming out of?
There's a couple.
His ass.
Well, there's like a vent. There's like an exit valve.
His ass is just pure gas going up his ass all night.
It's like a, I don't know.
Andrew wakes up in the morning and the room is just covered in gas.
There's different masks. There's ones that just go in your nose. There's a hybrid that goes in your mouth with a little bit of nose, one that covers the whole, both. So that's the one I used, was the one that went over both.
I was born into this sleep apnea.
Just when it started blowing really hard, it was like, well, this is crazy.
Oh, but tell me about it. What about the sleep apnea mask?
So that was your second test. Now you got to go in for a third test.
No, after they have the results of this study, they can better tell what the settings need to be.
Was this at home or was this in a factory?
No, this was back in the same place. Like I said, I drove through Atlanta.
The same place?
Yeah, so an hour and 20 minutes away.
No, from it's the
different
airport?
Room this time, but
so the first one went well. This one went real
I slept
shady.
Pretty well that last time, but even though I had severe sleep apnea, I still slept decent. This one I did not sleep as well. So
they got a good result the first time.
Well, it was a bad result, which is the reason I had the second one.
You didn't tap on the glass? You didn't tap on the glass? Tell the guy that was watching you?
As far as you could sleep.
I did. First I had to tell him, because I had to unhook to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, dude, this is crazy. Can you lower the pressure?
I just imagine a guy, he's like on his, he's on the night shift. It's like 3 a.m. He hasn't slept in 24 hours. There's like... The glass, the single
there's
pane.
There's cameras. What do you call that glass? There's cameras and there's baby monitors in there so they can hear me if I say, excuse me.
I assume like one wall was just like a
one way mirror. It looks like a
he's
bedroom.
Just looking at you.
It's cameras.
He's looking at you. And multiple. He just sees you get up and.
There's multiple people, there's multiple technicians, and so it's bedrooms with cameras, night vision cameras, and microphones.
Is it like the Truman Show where you just like wake up and you start talking to the audience?
Can and could, but so we'll see when I get fitted for the final product. But yeah, it was annoying. At times. Because I didn't have any problems falling asleep. It was just after I went to the bathroom and came back. It was like, so much air. Too much air.
Did you?
So it's a for sure deal you got to get a machine?
Yeah. I don't have to use it, but I probably should because it's recommended.
Yeah. She doesn't want to die three
times.
And
after my last, I got the bill for my last one. I thought insurance is going to cover more of it. I got the bill. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And that was the first one. This one would probably be even more. Hopefully it's a deductible issue, so I'll pay enough to they'll cover the rest, but I ain't counting on it.
Damn.
Oh, if you hit that deductible, you just go back every week just for random questions.
Right. But you can't put a price on health, Scott.
They'll pay for it after you die.
There's definitely a price. Did you have like a bottle of Jack with you? And you're like, this is what I do before I go to sleep. And you like took a shot and you lay down.
It's funny after
a mask on.
After they call me with the results of the first one. Yeah, like you have severe sleep apnea, obstructed sleep apnea. So you should probably sleep elevated and don't drink before you go to sleep.
And you told them I do sleep elevated. I'm in Denver. Ooh.
I'm not though.
You're not in Denver anymore.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully, if I lose weight, it will correct the sleep apnea. But
I got that journey still going good.
It's going all right. I mean, I hit a wall, then I got another little bit off, and I got to get past another wall. But it's more about commitment to diet and exercise. Gotcha. So I got more exercise going now. Doing my hourly body weight squats just to get me up, standing up from my desk. You know, it's nice.
Do you walk around your white neighborhood?
I could. I should. But it's hot. It's not hot yet. I keep expecting it to get hot, and it hadn't really been hot yet. It's been nice, actually. It's been very nice. Very nice weather.
Like mid-80s, 90s.
It's been warmer in other parts of the country, but I think we're going to hit 90s maybe finally this week consistently. But the cabin's been nice. Quite a bit of rain, so hopefully it helps with fires and drought and stuff.
A little muggy, if you will.
That's a bit too bad. Hasn't been too bad. Bugs haven't been bad yet. I'm sure that'll pick up. But even when we went to Texas for the reunion, it rained most of the time, so the temp never got super hot because it could be really bad in East Texas in June when we were there. But so we've been fortunate with the heat.
Was that last week? Was the reunion last week?
A couple weeks ago.
Hell yeah.
But
okay.
All right. Well, Joe's out here with his 40-minute movie recap. But
I think
Hate Squiggles seen some movies.
Got like a 4-minute. Welcome to the
movies. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
All right.
James, have you seen the movies I've seen?
We're going to find out. One was an at-home movie, and one was a theater movie.
The Hokum. Have you seen Hokum?
No, that is on my list to see, like, in the next week or two.
Right. He-Man. Have you seen He-Man?
Nope. No desire to see He-Man. Right, Never been a fan.
I guess we haven't seen
anything. Not interested.
Carry on.
Took the wife and the boys to go see Obsession.
You took the boys to see Obsession?
Yep.
Were they familiar with the director's work on YouTube?
Yes. That's Backrooms. They know the Backrooms.
They don't know Obsession guys' work on YouTube.
What was the Obsession guys' background?
He also does YouTube, but it's like awkward skit stuff.
No, I don't think they've seen those ones. But enjoyed it. I kind of seemed right up my alley. A little slow startish. So at the 20-30 minute mark, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this. But then it ramps up and it actually got very good. Both of my boys were like, this is a great movie. So they really enjoyed it.
Great movie. She had a great movie.
It was their first like over the top movie like that they've seen, so they were pretty into it for sure. Really enjoyed it though at the very end. Nice twist turns. Nothing crazy with the story, but just the way the entire movie went, I was impressed. Good stuff though. I was pleasantly surprised. It was better than I thought it was gonna be. But yeah, good stuff. I don't know any details like Joe does. I just, I'll give you 2 cents about the movie.
That's you don't know who the lighting director was?
No, no. And all the different movies they've done and all that stuff. No, sir. But well, enjoyed the movie. Everybody in my family enjoyed the movie.
So Obsession's the one people really like, and then Backrooms is the one people are saying
yeah,
not great.
Back and forth.
They just don't get right. Backrooms, okay? It's very sophisticated.
The best thing about Obsession was the actors. You don't know any of their names. They're just kind of new faces.
That's what I had also heard.
Every single actor in that movie was fantastic.
Like the female lead was supposed to be amazing.
Very good. Female lead was amazing. The male lead was amazing. The two kind of smaller roles, both great. Just, yeah, overall.
Really any good, animal good leads? Stuff.
I think the actors kind of made the movie, to be honest, because the story wasn't anything crazy, but I think the actors are what made the movie.
Mm.
But yeah, very
maybe,
good. Very
maybe
good.
The director? I recommend it.
Maybe. Whoever, whatever his name is.
Is this a horror movie? Is it a thriller? What is it?
It's not a horror. It's like I'd say it's more of a thriller. Because it's not really a horror at all. It's
no,
just more
no
of
jump
an
scares.
Intense thriller, I'd say. Maybe a couple here and there, but it's not like it's. I'd say it's more intense thriller rather than horror.
Thriller.
But yes, overall, I say go see it. But the other one I watched just went on HBO Max.
Superwoman.
It is called They Will Kill Us.
Mm.
And I saw this back when it was in theater, like I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, this looks like it's down my alley. It's very Kill Bill-ish, like over the top.
They will kill you?
They will kill you, yes. Okay. They will kill you.
Or, they will kill me.
Yeah, so, they will kill you.
Zazzy Beats.
They will kill me.
It's the...
Yeah.
The star.
Very Kill Bill-ish, though.
Zazzy
over the top
the beats?
Action and like hack and slash with the spritz blood. Like Kill Bill, it's just very over the top action, and like the cuts from the director, like the way the camera moves, like it's very Kill Bill-ish.
I can see that from the.
I didn't see the plot twist coming like 30 minutes into the movie, which I'm not going to spoil, but. Just watching the trailer, I was like, okay, I can see what's going on here. I understand what's going to happen.
I already know the plot
twist. Like 30 minutes into. It's fucking
Patricia
crazy.
Arquette.
I was like, okay.
It had Draco Malfoy in it.
There's actually a lot of actors you'd recognize. I don't know any of their names, but when you see him,
do you know who Draco
Heather
Malfoy
Graham.
Is?
Mm-mm.
When I say Draco Malfoy, you don't know that reference.
Nope.
Scott, do you know that reference?
I know the reference, but I don't know the reference you're referring to. You're talking about James Remar? You talking about Angus Sampson or Patterson Joseph?
It is.
You're talking about Tom Felton.
Tom Felton.
Didn't even know.
A little something called Harry Potter. Ring a bell?
Oh, never seen
okay,
it.
Yep.
Never seen it.
Never yep. seen it.
I don't support the author. Never seen it.
Before anybody knew what her politics was, she had a famous book.
When I go to Universal, I don't step on the land. It's cursed.
Yeah, he was one of the best in the movie. Very good, though. Over the top action.
Not Zazzy Beats.
If you like Tarantino's style, very
Zazzy
good.
Beats.
Just very enjoyable. Nothing, not like
she
insanely
was the,
good.
She was
great, but good movie.
She was the girlfriend and baby mama in Atlanta, the series. So that's where I first saw her. Mm-hmm. But, right on.
Also in Deadpool 2.
Oh, yeah.
Also in Joker.
That's
two
right.
Movies I recommend. For
she's
sure.
Also Deadpool in The Harder Bull They Train. Fall.
Joker. Atlanta.
The bad guys and the bad guys, too.
Oh, that's
good luck, have fun, don't die. How is she in every movie that's come out this year? What?
What is that good luck, have fun, don't die? I kind of see that on my server that I get stuff from.
I've seen it everywhere too, but I don't think everyone. When I was looking for movies to watch, it kept popping up, and Didn't Anderson?
A man from the future arrives at a diner in Los Angeles.
That's where Anderson.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
It must not be good.
Oh, it's hard to say. It's hard to say with Anderson.
Yeah, he's done. Basically, if anybody likes it, he hates it.
We should start doing
the critics hate it.
We should start doing a segment about the after disaster on each episode, because it's kind of... You guys still listen? Scott?
So I listen every week. It's just not on the day. It might be like a day or two later.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm actually caught up and listening.
It usually comes out after I'm done listening to podcasts for the week. You know, it's like I'm off work Friday. It's like, oh, shit. If I'm driving to the cabin, I'll listen to it. But otherwise, I wait till Monday to listen to it.
Did I hear the show right? Did we miss like half the show this week and get corrupted?
Yeah, they made it sound like it was going to be a short episode.
I think they just lost it.
Yeah, they just redid a new one.
They just lost it.
So Anderson left for like 20 minutes to go to the bathroom in Gelson's.
I get banana
waters.
I'm surprised
they didn't get pissed at that, but...
Yeah,
I think Tyler just wanted banana water, so he didn't care.
That was crazy. Banana, blueberry water, whatever you got.
Sounds I did have some of that banana water. You know what? Pretty good.
Is it like pulpy or like chunky? It's not.
No, liquidy, it's like if you milked a banana, but if it was water.
That sounds terrible.
It's exactly what it sounds like, but it is good. It's like hydrating. It's like water, but from the teat of a banana.
It's like if you get orange juice with extra pulp. It's like, hell.
No, it's like if orange juice didn't have pulp. It's like Sunny D. But banana.
So it's not that.
It's like Sunny B.
Okay, it doesn't sound
good. Do you not like bananas?
Even both of them said the blueberry was the best part. They didn't say the banana was the best.
I haven't had the blueberry version. I just had the straight banana.
Oh, Zazzy version. Plays Amber, Amber Bennett on Invincible, the one black girl character. Happens to be.
Oh, really?
Her. Ah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
she is everywhere. Cool.
She's also in Big Mouth and Stay Here. Wolves. She's in X Force. Twilight Zone from 2019 to 2020.
Been watching Welcome to Wrexham. Getting caught up on that, even though I know how it ends because I followed them in the standings.
Yeah.
But
it's got to be a tough show to watch if you're following soccer.
Well, I mean, it's crazy story because if they had succeeded this year, it would have been one of the most incredible feats ever. But it's still impressive what they did. But good time. So, like, now Snoop Dogg he's invested in a team also in Wales. Like, Swansea. Village or whatever the name of that team is, and you got Tom Brady has money in a Premier League team, and Hugh Jackman is part owner of a team as well. So Hollywood and famous people are getting involved, all started by those two,
that old Rob McElhenney and the other guy.
The Canadian guy.
Who?
Rob McElhenney. What's funny is people didn't really know him.
That was a big...
I mean, we knew him because, you know, of course, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But outside of the U.S., I don't think people really knew who he was. His series on Apple. Have you watched that?
On Instagram?
No. That video game one?
Video game one, yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
He's kind of the same character. Like, not really. He's a lot smarter, but... It's a good series as well.
Is he the guy that got fat and then got muscles, or is that the different guy?
Yep.
Yeah, he gained weight for the role and then got jacked.
And he's committed to the craft.
Yep.
It's Always Sunny and Workaholics. Those were my two shows that I watched nonstop.
Mythic Quest.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Apple, I think.
Never heard of it. Oh, it's on Apple. No wonder.
Yeah, it was the one that's the thing is Apple doesn't advertise much of anything. And if it wasn't for Ted Lasso, I don't think people would even be on there in the first place. But have a lot of good series.
I just assume it's a series about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. No, it's a video game that he created. No, but it's similar. It's a video game, and he created it, and trying to come up with a second edition of it, and you know, not having ideas and hiring people. It's kind of a silly show.
2020, four seasons. It started in 2020.
Kind of like Grandma's Boy, where it's a video game company, and they got games and blah blah blah.
Except that only went on for 1 hour.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Show started in 2020. That's crazy. Never heard of it. It's got to be good. I never heard of it in 6 years.
Four seasons, though.
Yeah, somebody, I like it. I like it a lot. I just forget about it because I don't know.
No, it's on Apple
much.
TV. There's a chance that nobody heard of it except... except a couple engineers developing the iPhone Fold. Are you guys excited for the iPhone series. Fold?
Yeah.
Kendra will probably get it. Did you guys watch what was that series with Matthew Reese that just came out a few
Reese's Pieces?
I can't remember anything. I can't remember names tonight. It's not the first time.
It's the funniest part of dementia.
Widow's Bay. Do you guys watch Widow's Bay?
Oh, Epstein's.
I've heard that's like the best show on TV right now, but I have not seen it.
It's kind of a horror kind of thriller series. There's a weird episode that kind of is just Halloween. And it's, I mean, it's not about the holiday. Oh, it's like there's just a character that is all of a sudden they have a Michael Myers for some reason. Like it's pretty much just
this is Halloween. This
bizarre.
Is Halloween.
It doesn't really fit in. Doesn't fit in with the storyline or anything. It just happens on that island because crazy stuff happens on that island. It was bizarre. Yeah. Bizarre. Huh. But yeah,
is that on Apple also?
Yes.
That's why I haven't seen it. I've heard that's like the best show on TV right now, but I don't got Apple.
And then John
Hamm's. Heard it was Love Island. Is that true?
Yes. Love Island.
Interesting.
And then your Friends and Neighbors, another good show. John Hamm. John Hamm actually, I feel like he hasn't really had to act in like he's really good in Your Friends and Neighbors. He's actually acting and showing like life and emotion. Because as Don Draper, he didn't really have to. I mean, Don Draper was Don. Did you watch that?
Yeah, Mad Men.
Mad Men. Like he just was kind of stiff and just kind of that character. He didn't have a lot of range.
I actually don't watch.
He didn't need to. Sport.
Yeah.
But and this one
played the part well.
And Your Friends and Neighbors, he actually is. Really, really good. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. So we're getting caught up on all that right. as well. So we did a lot of Apple TV over the last few weeks.
That you didn't see Disclosure Day, James?
No, I have not seen
it. I might see
Disclosure
that this week.
I want to see it. I don't have the time anymore. So I've got to pirate shit. Watch it on.
My issue now is I go on and I say, oh, I want to see that. And then I look at it and then it's like almost full. And then there's like the only seats left are in the front of the theater. I'm like, I guess I'm not going to see that for 4 more weeks. You want me to sit next to people? What are we doing here?
I know.
Man, even with Obsession, it was the third week and it was jam-packed. Yeah. It was full.
That was a like Obsession keeps building, which that hasn't happened for a movie in a long time where it just keeps people word of mouth gets
not since Titanic.
Mm-hmm. But even like Barbenheimer kind of thing where you know that kind of stayed steady for the first few weeks because it was a gimmick to see both, so both stayed pretty big in the theaters, but it didn't get bigger and bigger, kind of slowed down each week like most movies do back in the day. A movie could build with word of mouth and like, wow, the box office gets higher and higher, but it doesn't happen anymore, ever.
AMC is half off Tuesday.
We know so much.
Right?
Yeah, Tuesdays at least. I don't know about Wednesdays. But word, you know, the internet, just word of mouth is, we know so much about everything before it even comes out. It's like, there's not a chance for word of, like, Obsession I never heard of because I'm not in that, you know, whatever their online presence was.
But. Especially for a movie that only cost like 750 some thousand to make.
Yeah. You're
killing it.
Low budge. Get some low budge.
I hope that director got some points on the back end.
Somebody did.
That director is the, he's taking the helm of the next Texas Chainsaw Massacre now. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he does a good job.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Why is cool. Texas well, Chainsaw Massacre recording Greels?
Greels?
On to the next.
All right. Did you have a disappointment there, James?
I couldn't think of one. Everything's been going fucking peachy.
No. Yeah.
Well, my disappointment, I'm taking this opportunity because Joe's not here, but I when Joe was talking about he read Kid Cudi's new book, his memoir. I think it's called Cudi, a Memoir. I was like, oh, I can get that on Audible. So I got it on Audible. It's been sitting there. I've been listening to other books along the way, and I kind of finished a series. So I was like, all right, I'll put it on. Because I'm curious about Kid Cudi. I don't never listen to his music, but Joe loves him.
Disappointed in the book, though.
I'm not disappointed in the book. The book is really good. I'm disappointed in the audiobook because Kid Cudi reads his own book, and he mumbles badly. The whole thing is mumbled.
Dun, dun, dun.
And this is, I'm not talking about accents with a BL. This is completely mumbling. It's just he mumbles when he talks, and he's reading mumbling. So he's reading and mumbling, and it's just it's a good book. It really is. It's an interesting story. Like he ran into Kanye at a Virgin Records when he first moved to New York, and he told him, he said, I'm gonna be a big deal someday. And Kanye is kind of how he got his big break and stuff, working with him. And so he has great stories, but it's he mumbles, and it's just and with a funny thing he does is like he's talking about Napster, and he's obviously copied like the Wikipedia definition of Napster and put it in the book, but he's reading it and mumbling it, you know, describing what Napster is. And it's just, you can just tell by the words that that's a description he read somewhere and just added it to give some context to the story. But I was like, man, you should have got somebody else to read your book. But
imagine listening to something where somebody's mumbling on what they're doing a show is fucking crazy.
I mean, I understand mumbling. I do it myself, but that was one thing I was proud of when I did Brennan's podcast.
Brennan didn't mumble.
Was very, I think because we were in person and on camera, and you know we're on camera here, but it's not noticeable. It's not like sitting there right there. I went
you
out
just
my
pictured
way
yourself to, on Instagram
so to just try enunciating. To enunciate and just tell. You know. And I was very physical in my stories, which watching the video
the coke. So the coke I took, I.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Shoveled the coke into my nostril.
I'm encouraged that it's a good book and it's very entertaining. Just mumble.
You just wish another artist would have read it?
Just. And he doesn't, like, there's no feeling to it. He's just reading it, you know? Some of it he's living. He'll, like, do. You could tell he's in just part of it, but he's just reading it, you know. It's not bringing it to life. So I think it's a mistake when it comes to the audiobook.
That's why I don't read books anymore.
That's right. It poisons the mind.
Yep. That's why I just listen to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, my God.
James, are you still? What kind of podcast are you listening to, James? Speaking of disappointments, what are you listening to these days?
Your mom's
Two Bad Bears, Friends, Tiger Belly.
Two Bears is that? So
who's Bad Friends?
That's Bobby Lee.
Ah,
And Santino?
Cheeto.
So those are my two. Your mom's house is mainly... I can't even think right now. The wife.
Christina.
Christina. It's mainly Christina P and guests now.
Because wait, Tom doesn't even show up for the mom's house now?
Tom has Fox deals now, and he's got Netflix deals now, he's a billionaire.
Oh, I haven't watched the second season of his show. First one was crazy. That's
crazy. I don't think I even watched the first
one.
Season was pretty good.
I haven't listened to that in a long time. Are they still in Austin?
Yeah, they're still in Austin.
Are they still married?
Did she have cancer?
Their YMH studio. Yeah, she had breast cancer, but she got it all taken care of. She got it all taken out and good to go. But their YMH studios has like 15 different podcasts on it now. They got so many different shows. They got DiStefano. They got Chris DiStefano. Ari. DiStefano. Yeah.
Ari.
They just added
Sapphire.
There's literally like 10 to 15 podcasts just through the YMH.
Cheers.
I thought it was collapsing after. Who was his name? Nadav left.
Yeah, no, it's like a huge. I miss Nadav. Now. It's crazy.
What is Nadav up to? I wonder.
He was literally the best part.
He's still doing YouTube stuff. I see him pop up like interviewing people on YouTube.
He has a gambling show now.
Yeah,
that was his problem. Because
the gamble.
Because I didn't know if it was a joke or not that he had a gambling problem, but I remember that was a thing.
Yeah. He turned it into his own little YouTube show.
That's funny because I saw it because one of the YouTube gamblers I watched was on his show. I was like, why is Nadav interviewing this fucking gambler guy? But I guess it makes sense now.
Yeah. Well, I remember when he left.
Shout out to Nadav.
When he left the show, the announcement, and I that's around the time I stopped listening.
I think everyone stopped listening around that time.
I would wait, you know, different guests I would go back for, but then I just stopped completely. But
the shark was jumped at that point.
Yeah. Two Bears is definitely dead. Nobody listens to that anymore.
Is either one of them on
the hate of Two Bears?
Yeah, it's just back and forth. Tom's not on anything. He's just too busy making. Yeah, he got some like big Fox deal, and he's got a Netflix deal, and he's big time.
What's his Fox deal? What's he doing there?
He hasn't came out yet. He's just mentioned it once or twice that he got a big Fox deal.
So. Animation?
Not quite sure yet.
Why don't you know, James? Come on.
I don't know.
You're the biggest fan.
And I listen to Sword and Scale and The After Disaster. That's about it.
I just listened to The After Disaster.
Sword and Scale is a true crime. True crime. But I was going to say, one thing I can bring up, my disappointment last time was the collections bullshit. So just a little quick update, got it all taken care of.
Did you work it out?
Both the hospital reimbursed us for the overpayment, the collection agency reimbursed us for the overpayment, didn't affect our credit, which was the main thing,
because
I have 850 credit, so you better not
touch
it.
Whoa, 850.
So all is well.
Bro, you don't have any debt. You must not have any debt.
Settle. Killing it.
Bro, that's what I did during the pandemic. I just watched my credit score go up to 800, and now it's just subtly decreased every month since the pandemic.
Well, I had to build mine from nothing.
A month and a half.
Like I had a, for like a 12, 13 year period, I had no credit at all. Like, I'd gotten bad credit, and I just stopped. I didn't have credit cards or anything. I paid cash for everything. And slowly, you know, I got a secured credit card or whatever where you pay for your balance or whatever just to get your credit up. And then that allows you more and more. And, you know, as I was getting raises and stuff, you know, everything got extra money to pay everything. I kept everything paid off, got my credit way up, you know, bought a car.
Hell yeah.
No issues. Like, I went to buy a car. I was sweating it. I was like, went for a used car. And the guy's, well, let me see what you could get with your credit. Oh, shit, bro, you can get a brand new version of the used car you're looking at. So, okay, let's do that. Yeah. And, you know, I could afford it, so it was okay.
Oh, he got him.
But I was more worried about my
credit.
Went
for a used car, and they're like,
it wasn't about,
that's yes. a good brother.
Well, it wasn't about, you know, affording it. It was about the credit, you know, and them not giving me a loan because I was still trying to build up my credit. And he said,
the
oh,
APR is 20%.
No, it wasn't actually. It was good. But
yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yep. But little update, way better. Last week's disappointment, or last time I was on.
Have you worked off all your overtime that you pre...
Yeah, yeah, that's done.
Hey, I got a new union.
Pre-worked for.
We're in a new union. Got a personal leave day. That's why I had today off. Had to use it before July. New fiscal year.
Oh, just for the show. Well, thank you for using it today.
Fiscal year. You reminded me that. That end of quarter is next week. Ugh. I do a lot of the taxes and stuff for the state reporting for our insurance stuff, and it's a lot of it's quarterly. Taxes. So quarterly is the busiest time for that thing, that stuff. But that really doesn't happen till mid month. So.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to file my corporate taxes for this year.
Yeah, fuck. You should probably pay some of your employees.
No, I'm the employee, and I paid them, okay?
Yeah, the show ends in 3 weeks, Greg. He's taking it all.
This show ends in... This is my biggest tax write-off.
That's why we're going to do Grand Theft Auto streams coming up. But...
Oh, yeah, after three on the show, it's turning into a Grand Theft Auto podcast.
Let's see what about our listeners.
Low life, Greg.
Low lives.
Low lives, low life.
I got something to say!
Do you? Jen Carey on the Discord.
At the Jen Carey.
There you go. Go ahead. You got it.
Instagram, Florida.
Why was it on Instagram? That's crazy. DTR on the Discord. Disappointment
been
of the
six
week.
6 years, Greg.
Bad people.
Highbrow Canute on the Discord. Disappointment. Forgot to hit the toilet yesterday. Before going to see Disclosure Day on Joe's advice. Thought my bladder was going to explode. But sure enough, ET popped out. And I pissed on the little guy.
Just go to the bathroom. You aren't gonna miss much. You can usually get an idea of what you can miss. Mm-hmm. A downtime.
It's probably like a 20-minute conversation between two people.
When I did see Hokum, I got there early and I was just like sitting there. And as soon as the movie started, I'm like, oh shit, now I gotta go piss. I'm like, do I hold it? Do I just go? It's like, do I go in the first 15 minutes? But am I gonna miss like a crucial like pivot point in the first 15 minutes that comes back later on in the movie that I don't get because I missed it?
I did.
But I went pissing. I don't think I missed anything.
What was the Batman movie with a guy from Twilight?
Bane.
I left. No, Batman. I went to the bathroom during that one and I missed a major scene because I thought I was leaving.
Who's this
time.
Bane
then
guy?
Then I watched it on video. Later, I was like, oh shit, I missed that whole section. Oops. Well, all right. Thank you, listeners, for your.
There is, what's that app that tells you when you can go piss during a movie?
It used to be by the brothers, Jerry O'Connell and his brother did an app for that.
Really?
And it was, I forget what it was called, but. Yeah, it was for that.
Oh, brothers were
the times to go to the bar frame.
Let's get encouraged instead.
I have a couple of encouragements, actually. I'll do one real quick. Oh, let me do the highlights.
Get hit the buttons first, man.
Hit it. Make us feel happy.
So this is not my official one.
Friends
but,
with benefits.
Well, that's my next topic. But before I get to that, Oklahoma Sooners won a baseball championship over the past couple days. And so for me, teams that I pull for have been very successful for the last few series, seasons. Michigan basketball won the NCAA tournament. DU hockey won the championship. And Oklahoma won the baseball championship. So there you go. That's fun.
And the New York Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks. Good old Knicks.
And the Denver Broncos. They
made the playoffs and won a game. And then their quarterback got hurt after they won the big game. Then an hour later, your quarterback's out for the season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. After the game, he broke every bone in his body.
Oh, also, Kendra and I were at lunch at a Miller's Ale House. You guys ever been to a Miller's Ale House? It's a chain in different places. I don't know if it's in the South or the only ones I've been to in Georgia, but I think they exist in other states as well. But the server, as she was giving us our tab, our bill, she's like, oh, yeah, and happy Father's Day. I was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. She just assumed we were parents, but hey, it's very nice of
dog parents.
The
dog
Saturday parents. Before. That's right. We are dog parents.
And you guys definitely have fathers, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost guaranteed you guys have fathers.
Scott joked about friends with benefits, but it's pretty close. It's called friends with boats. It's good to have friends with boats.
Oh, you have a friend with a boat? Who is this?
Kendra and I went to the cabin last week, and Juneteenth was Friday, so we went up a week early and spent the whole week there. And we were going to come back Saturday because Friday was a holiday. So we're like, all right, we'll come back on Saturday. But we went to dinner with a couple friends, a couple that are friends, Friday night. And they're like, hey, we're going to go out on our boat. They live on a lake with a boat. And so we're going to go on the boat tomorrow. You guys should come by. It's like, well, okay, we'll do that. So we drove over to their house in the mountains of North Carolina. They live in the same town as our cabin, although it's 40 minutes away. Somehow, it's the same town. But they live above this lake. I think it's Lake Lake Appalachia. I'm not sure, but it's a real quiet lake. It's like just surrounded by trees. There's docks every once in a while, like pontoon docks.
Is Marty, they have any Martys there?
No. I don't get that reference.
It's a great Back to the Future joke. It's a great Back to the Future joke.
Marty, pontoon, life jackets. Docs. Doc Brown. Okay, got it.
Just going.
So, yeah, so we, because, assistance? Like, none of the houses are on the lake. Like, they're all above it on that side of mountains and stuff, so. It was like forest access. We had to go down a long set of steps, stairs, and to the little docks they have. But it's just quiet.
Go on.
It's a quiet lake. There was a part of the lake that's near the dam, and the water from the other the river that comes in. There's a lake on the other side of the dam, and they release from that lake into this lake. But they take it from the bottom of the lake at the other lake. So it's really cold water. So it creates this fog over the water of this lake. Ooh. When you get near the dam. So it was kind of a creepy little fog, lake fog as you rode through it. But it's such a peaceful place because there's just so few boats because there's only one boat ramp and it's mostly people that live in there or have places. They don't live there. Very few people live there, but they have houses on the lake. But had a good time. He had a grill attached to it. We had dogs and different foods.
Like Paul Wall?
But got out and sat in the water a little while. Floated in the water for a while. Just to chill. Little lake. But it's good to have friends with boats.
Yeah.
That's my.
Did you mention Juneteenth before the
Friday. Friday was Juneteenth.
Lake.
It's a national holiday now.
Got the day off.
Did you not have the day off, Scott?
Mm.
Come on, Scott.
My company's not very...
But you know, I mean, you know all about Juneteenth, don't you?
I do. I'm a big fan of it.
Of course.
Man, I usually go to the lake, but...
It's so weird, like, because it was on a Friday. It's like, it felt like a Saturday the whole day. And then you got an extra Saturday the next day. So yeah. Even though it felt like Sunday. Oh, South Africa beat Korea. So that gives them four Ooh. Points. Is that gonna, that's going to move them on to the next round.
Nice.
Not good for...
Mike, what does Korea getting beaten sound like?
That's beating me.
Love me some Korean food. That's all I know. So Mexico and South Africa are going to advance.
Nice.
Is what's USA?
Yeah, like I was saying.
Did we make it?
Yes, we won our group, even though we have one more game left tomorrow.
No, I'm discouraged by America winning.
Against Turkey.
So anti-America, you piece of shit.
I'm encouraged. I have an encouragement this week. I'm encouraged that somebody took a box cutter to the... somebody took a box cutter and cut a 350-foot line in the green pool called? The reflecting pool.
Reflective green pool.
The reflective green. Trump did all that work, and then I'm glad somebody got in there with the box cutter. But you know, he arrested them, so I'm glad we're putting those guys in jail for storming the reflecting pool with box cutters.
Yeah, you have to. I think Korea will advance.
You just have to. Definitely.
You got to.
Korea just has to cut them.
I was going to say something when I walked away, and I forgot what it was.
That this is the worst show we've ever done?
Oh, so, you know, if you watched the Olympics last time there was an Olympics, you notice, like, there's, like, these new countries you never know, like, 2 years ago, or the Winter Olympics this past year. It's like, oh, what's this country called Czechia, and what's Turkey A or whatever? Like, they all of a sudden change these countries' names, at least the way we say them. It's like, I never heard of Czechia. What's Czechia? And it was the Czech Republic is now Czechia, and Turkey is now Turkey A or something like that. Did you guys know
Turkey?
That?
Guys they know changed that? Turkey's name?
Yeah, we're playing them tomorrow. Turkey A.
Oh, yeah, they got bought out by EA, so now they're Turkey A.
Turkey A.
Or Canada. Turkey A.
Turkey A. That's Kanye bought them.
Turkey A. We're in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, Turkey A.
Turkey A. Now it has umlauts. There's an E at the end.
I love umlauts. I feel like I'm in IKEA.
All right.
James, do you have any projects you're working on?
Right. I lost my place. Here we go. Yes. All right. Encouragements. So, multiple projects.
You and
just
Kid
one.
Cudi reading his audiobook. Go on.
Not just two. Three projects as of late, and they all kind of just fell into my lap, and it's been fantastic. So, the story before about the Amazon package that got messed up, we turned it into a good thing. So, we revamped our chicken coop, repainted it.
Oh.
Added the 8 feet, repainted it, put the messed up one on it because it's far away, so you can't tell that it says 2001.
And now it's the 2001 chicken coop.
There we go. It's the 2001 to Wilson chicken coop. So we turned that into good. And then our sign, it looked real nice now. So that one actually says 2021. So I'll put pictures on there after I'm done talking about this. But the big project is our deck. We are building a composite 12 by 24 deck. And that's why my skin is fried because I've been working on
this. Oh, are you out there putting the cement footers in there?
No, so this is a floating deck. So they are going on deck blocks straight. So there's no posts. and it's not attached to the house. It's just right up next to the house, so we don't need a permit or anything. So I'll post a bunch of pictures.
I'm reporting you to the Washington Bureau of Building.
it's all legit.
WBW is getting alerted.
As long as it's not attached to the house, we don't need a permit.
It's PWBB.
But yes, we're cranking away, and we just got the entire foundation done. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be adding the joist hangers, and we can put the fancy composite on after that, and it'll be complete. But just a huge house project that is turning out to be fantastic. It's just a lot of work, but yeah, I will post pictures in the Discord of all of those projects.
It's gonna have a fireplace on it. Good.
No, it's just a nice always just wanted a nice deck to step out. We're gonna get some like a little gazebo type thing out there.
Oh, like Andy
might put our grills out there. We're gonna find out, but yeah, it's all coming together.
A pergola?
Pergola, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Is there going to be stairs going down, or are you going to do it like Greg, where you just have a deck that you can't go to your yard in?
So there will be a one step down the entire length of it, almost like one step off
the slider. So the bears can get you? And then, whatever.
But yeah, I will post some pictures in the Discord.
Actually, I don't visit backyards.
Let me add those. But yeah, that was it. Good stuff.
I need photos of all this, and I need them every day.
Oh, yeah. I'll hit you with the chicken coop, I'll hit you with the sign, and I'll hit you with the deck.
Hit me with the deck shots. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 all right, dun, let's,
Joe, sing the song. And then I get high.
Every day.
And Blackhawk.
It's.
Well,
I do that because I'm black.
What?
I didn't. That was all Greg.
Yeah, I was a pecker back then.
The highbrow canoe in the Discord encouragement. New Jackass movie. Yes. Although I thought the last one was the last one. No, this is Jackass, the final tour.
The final last one.
What
was the last one? Jackass too. Forever? That's like Batman.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jackass Gold Returns.
I think I have seen all of them, so I probably will watch this one at some point. Gold probably when it's on sticks. Prime or something.
Oh, you're not gonna get liquored up and go to the local AMC?
Yeah, I'm not pumped.
You don't want to see it in IMAX?
I definitely don't need to see a butthole that close.
I'm Bam Margera, and this is Jackass and IMAX.
So you put the 2011 on the chicken coop. Nice.
2001 on the chicken coop.
2011
on the chicken coop.
I made up a new one. 2011 on the murder shed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's coming together.
Oh, I like that. What is that?
A lot of weeds there, bro.
Where? What picture are we talking about?
The chicken.
That's your front yard right there?
We got a couple weeds in the gravel there, but that's
talking about around the
gravel. That's
James looked like a brewery in his front yard. He's got a little piece of thing. He's hanging the thing.
How's that tree weaved together like that? That's crazy.
That's a weaving willow. That's a brand new. Yeah, that's a brand new guy we put in there.
Who did it?
Pretty tag.
Not to be confused with the weaving willow.
You can do it all the way up as high as you want, but once we get it above the chicken coop, we're going to let it fall. But it provides a lot of shade.
That's what switches used to come from, the weeping willows. When they said they're going to get a switch.
So, Scott, that's all backyard that you're seeing.
I used to have a weeping willow in my childhood home. That was good times. We used to pull the branches off there and tie them in knots.
Scott, that's what wood looks like. I know you've never seen any wood.
Is that what wood looks like? That deck does look fancy.
It's a fucking lot of work. That's our first like big do-it-yourself project.
Did you do it yourself, or did you hire some men?
What kind of tools are you using? Your got a
skill saw, miner,
Milwaukee, or what are we doing?
No, I'm a Ryobi guy for sure.
Ryobi, yeah.
Garage is decked out in green.
Ryobi in the south.
I do the bright green.
I love the color, even though Marcus hates it.
Marcus hates the
Ryobi. I love the bright green. Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks, when they do their bright green color, he says it's the worst.
Best. I love it. It's the best. It's the greatest.
Kendra had a bunch of Ryobi stuff when we got married. Even her lawnmower was a Ryobi electric.
Yep, that's my go-to.
And Greg made her sell it all.
Nope. I mean, we gave away some of the stuff when we moved to a house where we didn't have to do the yard work anymore because the homeowners association covers it. Good times. Great oldies.
Good times. All right. What do we learn? What do we do tonight?
What did we learn?
We shouldn't do the show after four more episodes.
I learned that Greg sleeps like Darth Vader from now on.
Yep. For truth.
For sure.
I learned that James was established in 2001 with the Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
I learned that neither James nor Scott know anything about Harry Potter or Draco Malfoy.
Never seen it. I assume Draco Malfoy
got a Lord of the Rings guy.
Got drafted and then instantly traded from the Knicks to a different team.
Could be.
All right.
And then someone made a TikTok about it. Why is Joe in the low lives, but he's not in the chat?
I know, not in the chat or on the
episode.
On the episode.
What the?
Just where is sleeping. Scott?
Done.
Hey guys, I got a question for you.
What is it?
All time low.
All right.
New time low.
All Greg,
time
where low? Can they?
Low. The lowest of
where
lows.
Where can they delete
a new
this episode?
Low.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
Oh, now Joe's here. Joe, another episode. He was here the whole time. He's just going to pop his head up at the end of the episode to participate because he thinks he can get 1 week off.
Subscribe. Get that Prime, bitch. Get that in. Hype train. No hype train. We are New Low Pod on all social media, and we are so active on all social media. It's incredible how active we are.
Very active.
Blue Sky, Bluetooth, Red Rider.
Bluetooth.
Jeff goes to Hollywood. Literally heard you say, why wasn't I here? I can't hear you, but it's good to see that, Joey. Please review our podcast on whatever you use to listen to your podcast. Shop.anulo.co. Get all that hot merch. Listen to the other podcasts on the New Low Podcast Network. Yo, who does a podcast? Headphone Joe and Kyle and Rick. They do a different musical movie musical every couple weeks. Cheers from the Press Box on a little hiatus, but Joe is releasing his World Cup reviews or updates or whatever he calls them. What do you call them, Joe?
Not on this show, though.
Cheers to the Press Box feed. New up tomorrow. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks again for listening, you guys. And remember, it's a rad world.
Fred.
Rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya.
The rad world. World Cup.
Thank you.
Huge shout out to South Africa.
Hey, tell OFT to fuck himself.
Jeez. Oh, coming in hot at the end.